Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Red Men TV. It's the uncensored match build-up for Fulham versus Liverpool on Sunday, 2:15. As you can see, I'm not Paul Machen and this isn't Chris Pajak. The guys are currently in Munich celebrating Liverpool's amazing victory against Bayern Munich at the Allianz. So I'm Steve Hoare, joined this week by another Machen. It's John, I've got Bailey and I've got Ross, and we're here to preview the game against Fulham this Sunday. John, I'll come to you first then. Throughout the rest of this year, Man City are going to be playing first a lot of times. They're not playing at all in the Premier League this week. They've got the FA Cup game. Liverpool have got the chance to put the pressure on. They can go back top, be top for the international break. As all games pretty much are coming down this stretch, this is a game Liverpool have to win. There's just no bones about it.
It's sort of a no-brainer, isn't it? Yeah. You win this game, you go off into the international break knowing you're top of the league. City have to win their next game, albeit it's Fulham as well. There are only going to be a few occasions when we can put pressure on them. This is going to be one of them.
For sure. And Bailey, you know, coming off the Munich game, it's probably a good thing that this game's a Sunday. Sometimes you want to keep rolling. I think a big performance where Liverpool got there was an injury to the captain. There was, it looked like it took a bit out of a few different players. Mm-hmm. The Wednesday to Sunday break is a benefit for Liverpool in this game, you would think, anyway.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's more when you've had a run of draws and stuff. It was a case of wanting to get straight back in the game and right the wrongs and say that was just a blip. Let's get back to it. But I think it's a nice break to breathe. I think it's been a while since we've had a really, really good performance, and just basking in all the post-match of it and post-mortem of just how brilliant we were in this game. We've knocked Bayern Munich out of the Champions League. We're in the quarter-final. Obviously, we've got the draw on Friday to look forward to as well. So it's nice to have some longevity in between where you're not biting your nails and having a go at the team for once.
For sure. I suppose, Ross, the only thing you can say in this game is really Liverpool are much better than Fulham. Just go and be professional. Go and do your job. Nothing stupid, and you'll ultimately get the 3 points. If you play an 8 out of 10 game, they're not going to be able to live with you. That's the level Liverpool need to be at. Just go and do your jobs, do it well, and take the 3 points. See you later.
Yeah, this team's kind of transitioned a fan base, or certainly mate, of going those potential banana skins. Not to be arrogant or cocky or whatever, or overconfident. I just don't have that same feeling that I used to have of going, I think we might slip up there. They've got the nous and they take control, and even if we're playing low block sides, they'll wear them down mentally and go, well, we'll have the ball for a bit, then we'll just pass around, you wear you out, and they'll make decisions properly of when to pass the ball, when to make the break, when to go through. I think the thing you can say about Fulham is they're trying to get out of a relegation battle, which is your only hope. But again, that might play into our hands of going, a draw probably isn't good enough for them.
No.
They might have to come out and play.
I was about to say, let's do a little look at Fulham very quickly here then, John. They've lost their last 6 games, they're on the worst run of form in the league. Yeah. They're 13 points behind the safety, with 8 games to go, so there's your match right there.
There's 2 things I would say about that. One is that when they came to Anfield, they played really well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we played Cardiff, I think, the week before, and they were much, much better than Cardiff. And there were a couple of players, Mitrovic and Sessegnon played really well.
Yep. It's gone downhill since.
Yeah, but
two new managers.
They've got that in their locker if Scott Parker can get it out of them. And he's the new manager. He's only temporary, but sometimes that can give them a little bit of a boost. So I don't think we should go there thinking, oh, this is easy, this is going to be a walk-off. We have to go there and be really professional and say, this could be a tough game. They've got some good players. In fact, that before the last game, the game at Anfield, we had an umbu and we were all saying, they've got players in their team who can score goals, like Schlupp and people like this.
Surely.
We have to be really careful with this one. So let's say the same again. Let's just be careful, but do it properly and professionally.
That's the thing, isn't it? I say it's last. They look like they've probably gone anyway, Ross. Talk of great escapes, this would be one of the greatest of great escapes from where they are now. Again, since that game, they sacked the manager, they hired Ranieri, didn't work, they've sacked him. Scott Parker's now in charge, like John just referenced. As away games go again, I'm not disrespectful, like saying you don't want to be anything, they're probably the team you won't want. If you have to go and play someone away, you go and play this team because they are, quite frankly, and their own fans will admit, they've been really poor. The defence is a shambles at times and it's shown no signs of improving. While they have got a goal threat, you know, if Liverpool play, if Sadio Mane has a 6-7 out of 10, he could score a hat-trick. And that's the type of thing, like I say.
Salah's due a goal, isn't he?
Exactly. You've just got to go there. Put it this way. If you want to be league champions, you go to Fulham and you beat Fulham and you beat them and you get out of there and job done.
The other thing, of course, is City's next game is at Fulham.
Yeah.
So you don't want them going there and winning 6 or 7 nil and us scraping a 1-0 win.
Goal difference.
1-0's nice, but you know, you want to put on a bit of a show, you know.
It would be nice. On Fulham then, Ryan Babel is at Fulham. Lazar Markovic hasn't signed him for some reason.
Has he played yet?
He hasn't had a sniff.
He's played, but
he hasn't done a lot. Babel plays pretty much every game.
As he should.
On the right. Their last game they played, Scott Parker deployed Sessegnon as a very much a left winger in a 4-2-3-1. They got to be 3-1, so whatever. I don't know what they're going to do this time. It just seems, Bailey, while they have got those players that can hurt us, they have got players who are familiar, and I always dislike playing against the Liverpool players anyway. Mitrovic is a good player. They haven't got anyone who you are terrified of. There's no one who's got like the bogey sign over us like some teams certainly have. There's nothing there for us to go and... We don't have to fear Fulham. Even as an atmosphere and stuff, they're probably a bit down on the dumps. Again, professional football team goes and just does the job and does it handily.
Does it comfortably, yeah. And they're there for the taking almost, in the sense that everything you've just said, look, Mitrovic has got 10 goals, 2 assists, Schürrle has got 6 goals, Aboubakar 5, so they're... And they've conceded 68 this season, lost 21. Like, they're a team, like you said, that couldn't really be any more in any worse position than they are, but equally... Sometimes that makes you dangerous. I mean, you've got...
It is last chance saloon for them.
And it's as we're in a fight for the top, for the title, they're in a fight to not go, to get relegated. And it's sort of, when teams are back against the wall, they can come out swinging. But after just beating and, well, demolishing almost Bayern Munich and pulling them apart, that transition should be, we're on a high, we've just come off having to prepare for that game. We should, as long as our heads are in that place of having to try and play a Bayern Munich, it should be a breeze. But again... I think we've probably caveated that with West Ham, we caveated that with Leicester, and we drew those games. So it's gone are the days of having easy wins. So I think as long as we prepare, and like John said, as long as we're professional, I think we'll be fine.
Like I say, in terms of performances, Ross, Fulham did play well at home, and I thought we weren't great. Obviously, Salah scores that goal. When they score a goal, and then it's disallowed, we go to them and we score. Since then they've been on an absolute down run, but. If nothing else, mentality-wise, they can look back at that as something that to take, you know, when you're that bad and when they're playing as bad as Fulham are, you need something to hang your hat on. And Scott Parker needs to do something, he needs to say something to motivate them. I suppose it could be, you know...
Relegation is the motivation for them,
isn't it? But then, I mean, the 13 points off, so I agree, it is. But then in terms of you're playing against a big team, you need something, you need a crumb of something. And he could say... You know, at 0-0, Ryan Sessegnon goes through and misses a 1-on-1. Mitrovic is offside by, you know, an inch, and the flag could easily stay down. It's a bit of an injustice because Alisson kicks a rolling ball and we score. If you're Scott Parker, you're probably saying all these things just to try and get something out of Fulham, because God knows they need it, because they've been absolutely dreadful.
Yeah, I stick with the relegation thing of trying to get safe as soon as possible, but and then they've got us and then they've got City. And then it quickly can turn around. If you drop 6 points, and you know,
you could be 19 points.
Yeah, exactly. So I think they got that to play for. The fact that the previous game they wouldn't beat us, but I think to get performance out of them, that's what they'll want. They can't just like rest on the laurels and go.
I wonder whether if I was him, I'd be saying this team are going to be tired. Yeah. They've just had a really big game in Europe. They're going to fade. We need to stay in this game as long as possible and wait for that.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to just keep us out.
Yeah.
Mm. Having said all this, there's a reason why they've got 17 points out of 30 games. There'll be Fulham fans watching them, we're not being disrespectful.
But if they play football like they did at Anfield, I can see why teams beat them and why they concede goals.
Yeah.
But if they decide, well, no, let's not play football. Yeah. Hmm. Let's just stop those buggers scoring goals.
And see if we can break it down.
See what happens.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We'll come on to what 11s we would like to potentially break down Fulham in a minute. But first, if you don't mind, come and have a little check out of this video. It's actually me. I'm on this video. It's my show. It's the Reds News Roundup. I was joined by the guys, Bailey and Ross, and we were talking about defenders, transfer rumours, and if Liverpool need to sign anyone. But the main focus was on De Ligt from Ajax, who was linked in the past. Check it out. Would you be happy for Liverpool? Bear in mind this kid is who he is, and we all expect him to be a star to go.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
You know what? Regardless of what we need elsewhere, to get this lad in now is worth spending that much money on straight away. Because it looks like he'd be up for it, if nothing else.
Yeah, I think you kind of have to adjust yourself to the market and what's going on. And obviously what happens with your own team. So we've already mentioned Matip and Lovren. I don't think you can rely on them two. I think one of them has to go. Joe Gomez, part of me wouldn't want to hinder his growth, which has been significant so far this season.
And you're bringing in a lad who's of a similar age.
Yeah, before he got injured. But then equally...
Stop getting injured.
Well, yeah. I don't mean the last one was his fault, to be fair. It was... Yeah. Obviously a harsh tackle at Burnley. But then if you get another centre-half, then you've got Joe Gomez, who could be your second, third choice still. And he could cover right-back for Trent, so you kind of covered two spaces there. Again, you have to adjust to the market because we saw with Van Dijk, we spent so much money on Van Dijk because there was no one else out there. Don't get to another situation where Joe Gomez might be, again, be injured next season and you've not made a move in the market and then no one else is available. Or equally, there's only one person available and you're paying twice the fee because... He didn't make the move. I think it's a really hard call to make. But again, it's not my money, I don't care. I'd rather get him in, and as I said before, have Gomez not playing every week. Again, we say this most recent weeks now, I've seen you fighting on 3-4 fronts. Don't let the drop-off be so significant.
Yeah, so hopefully you enjoyed the show anyway. I enjoy filming it. Check it out every week. It's over on theredmentv.com. Only £5 a month, and the first month is free. Why wouldn't you go and do it? You should do it, boss. Ross?
Yeah.
Preferred 11s, let's go then. Obviously, we don't know for sure, but it looks like Henderson's not going to play. Naby Keita, he didn't go to Munich. We're not too sure of time recording if he's going to be fit as well. I'm gonna go with what I presume you've gone back four as normal, goalie as normal. Talk to me. I imagine the front three is normal.
Yep.
I think we're all going to be in agreement. It's the midfield. It's the makeup of the midfield that we're all going to probably changed slightly. Which three have you gone for in your
midfield? I've gone for Fabinho, Gini and Lallana.
Okay.
I get there's arguments to go and put Milner in there or bring Nabakaita or maybe Shaqiri and stuff. I think, as John alluded to before, if Fulham do take that approach and kind of sit back and stuff, I think you've got Lallana has proven that he's capable of the press first and foremost, and I think he's got the ability of he can just quick turn his way out of whatever he wants, can't he?
And then back into it again, and then back into it again.
The only danger I think you have with Adam Lallana is you can have that performance out of him and you can't have it for another 3-4 weeks. And I want to see it again. I want to see some consistency from him. Mm. And he's not had the injuries that he's had. And I had no mind thinking that he'd play against Munich because I don't think that team kind of suits him to what he does. So he's played Burnley, had a little rest, and he's been training well, like Klopp says, the reason that he started. We'll play him again. He deserves to have another run out for me.
Bailey, you're up.
Yeah, I was debating between so the same, it's just a midfielder I'm curious about. Fab, Gini, I think keep because they're Fabinho is the most dynamic, Gini is the most consistent. His arguments say they're tired, but we've got 2 weeks off after this. I think that the adrenaline from Bayern will carry them through. Then for me, it's either I think he'll play Lallana because I think he had a very good game at Burnley. I think he's done more than enough to have another start. And I think if Fulham want to come out and, or want to sit back, sorry, and play the similar style to Burnley, give us all the possession, you need a guy like Lallana in the hole. My other debate was maybe Shaqiri, because obviously we haven't seen him. And if I get Burnley not playing him at Burnley at home because they are so defensive and they're a very physical team, and you need a guy with close control like Lallana, is this a game we could see Shaqiri? I mean, if he's not starting Fulham away against the team that conceded the most goals in the league, is he ever going to start again this season? So that's my thought.
No, again, the thing I'm thinking, John, and I'll move on to your team. I know you've said if Keita's fit, you'd pick him in your team.
Yeah.
Is there a case to say, again, this might sound cynical, I don't mean it to be, but there's a good chance that we're not going to see Lallana for 8 games because he might get an injury. So almost picking him is like striking while the iron's hot. You might as well get something out of him now while you can. But then again, I suppose you could say the same about Naby Keita hasn't played for a long time.
I like Lallana and I like the way he keeps the pace high and he keeps our rhythm.
Yeah.
But, you know, Keita is the future for me and you've got to start trying to get him into that side and making a difference. You know, nothing would give me, you know, greater pleasure than for us to be in the Champions League final and have Naby Keita playing as well as we know he's capable. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, I think there might have been a temptation to try and make a few changes if we didn't have this long break coming up. So you might as well go with your best team. So I think you're right. Everything will be more or less the same, except for maybe that one place in midfield. And, you know, it could be anyone. But I don't think it'll be Shaqiri because he's not played for so long now. He seems hesitant to be a first choice.
I don't know. He seems hesitant to play him in a 4-3-3. I think if Shaqiri was going to play, he would have to change his formation.
That's an interesting point you made there about the 4-3-3 is that not so long ago, it was the 4-3-3-1 was the preferred formation, especially away.
You could easily change it.
Yeah, and it's interesting to me that we've all picked 4-3-3. And what do you think's changed in that sense? Do you think we've found our rhythm in that again?
We're all victims of the moment, aren't we? My team, again, it's interesting because if you'd asked me this pre-Burnley, I wouldn't have even considered Adam Lallana for anything.
Yeah,
because he was a non-factor. I've picked him in my team and I've gone Gini, Wijnaldum and Fabinho again. And the back four are the same on the front three, who they are. And my thinking is, I think Fulham might try and play a little bit and I don't think they're that great at it. I don't think they would like someone in their face.
Mm.
So if they've got the ball in centre midfield or they've got the ball at the back and you've got Firmino and Lallana doing the pressing, we saw that. That's how the goal against Burnley comes around, Mané's goal against Burnley, and I could easily see Lallana doing that. Give him an hour because I don't think he'll last the whole game.
Mm.
But and it is not his work on the ball kind of speaks for itself to an extent. I actually think he could be very dangerous to Fulham without the ball. Because I think they might try and play out a little bit and play a bit.
Yeah.
And I think he's probably the best of what we've got. I'm not sure Milner can go I say that, he's probably the fittest man in the world. So and look at me, and I'm disparaging the guy. But, you know,
but I don't know. He's got a bigger break because he won't be taking
exactly. So he could go Milner again, and it wouldn't surprise me if he does go Milner. And I know that if you check out the YouTube channel soon, the starting 11 will be there, Bailey.
Yeah,
to you this week. So
yes, it'll be on 3:44.
Yeah, so that'll be out there soon as well, and you'll have told me what you think Klopp's going to do.
Mm.
It wouldn't surprise me, John. None of us have gone Milner. Is that basically is there a reason for that, John? Why did you decide not even to consider him Milner?
I just think it's that I don't think he's a guy who's now going to play every game for us. Yeah. I just think he'll play in the big games. He's a key player for us, particularly in Europe. But I don't see him playing game in, game out. You know, it's just as simple as that.
No, I agree. I think, let's say, let us know in the comment section below. I imagine you'll all pick on the same back four, and the goalie's not probably, I don't think anyone wants Simon to come and make a league start just yet, and I imagine the front three is the front three, but let us know your midfield as well. I imagine most people are going to say Fabinho, Wijnaldum, and AN other. It'll be interesting to see who that AN other is. Usually in this point in the show, Paul talks about rival fixtures and who everyone else is playing and that in the league. There isn't really anything happening because Tottenham aren't in the cup, and they were meant to be playing Palace, who are still in the cup. And City are in it as well. Suppose, John, City are playing Swansea.
Swansea, yeah.
Are we thinking...
They've had the luckiest run of that draw in the history of football, haven't they?
I spoke to a City fan the other day, and he said, like, they're used to getting tough draws, so they've quite welcome what's happened this year. Well, he said in the previous year, I didn't go back and
fact-check. Knocked out by Wigan.
Yeah. I didn't fact-check him. I'm just telling you what he told me.
They have the best squad in the country, and they're able to use it to its full extent in every cup game because they're playing people who they can beat easily.
I suppose, in a weird way, maybe we would quite fancy City in extra time to go through. That's what I'm thinking in my head. Maybe
more minutes.
A couple of suspensions.
A few injuries.
Yeah, possibly. But I suppose, again, the more games they have to play, the better, I suppose. So why not go and let them do? I think we can pretty much rule Tottenham out the title race now anyway, but who cares what anything else that's happening? I suppose it is just us and City that our rivals are. By all means, if they want to go and win the FA Cup, fine. That's absolutely fine by me. Play as many games as you want. Is that how you feel as well?
The more games, the better, yeah.
Yeah, it's small margins. I think now we're a point behind currently, but we can go into the 2 points ahead. If they've got more minutes...
It's why it's annoying, though, that it's not a more difficult game. Yeah. They're playing Swansea. They can play their squad, can't they?
Yeah.
Whereas if they were playing United...
Well, they've already got a few injuries, though, haven't they? Because Fernandinho's injured. Vincent Kompany's probably injured again. And they've got others.
Having said this, he's played a strong squad in all the cups. You say... Obviously, they drop sometimes. He'll drop Phil Foden in,
Zinchenko has been playing well.
Zinchenko plays, but he's a first.
But he'll leave Sterling out and he'll put Mahrez in.
But he could do that in any game, couldn't he?
No, he can. But that's the any other team would have Sterling in every single game, wouldn't they? But they don't need to.
No, I agree. And by all means, if City want
to, and Sané ripped the Schalke to bits the other night, but
in both games,
doesn't even start normally.
We don't have to do the virtues of City too much. I think we all know what they are and stuff. But like I say, the fact that they're not playing, Bailey, it's Liverpool's chance to go and shine. Put yourself top of the league, even if it is with the game in hand. We saw that this whole game in hand thing, and again, their game in hand, it's Man United. At some point, they're gonna have to play it. If they get through this game, their game against Cardiff, their moves, and that becomes a midweek game, and it all adds up and adds up. This is Liverpool's chance to go and get the points on the board.
Yeah.
Put the pressure on Man City, go again.
Yeah, it's all about swings at this point in the season and whose favourite sways in and at what time. Obviously, we had the United and the Everton draws, which absolutely felt like the end of the world, even though obviously in any of the season it's fine. But to then have the Watford result, the Burnley result, followed by being in Bayern, hopefully we'll have a favourable draw come Friday, and then we go top of the league for a week or two. That's then that mood lift that we really needed after the tough results that we've had the last few weeks.
You start feeling like you're coming out the other side.
Yeah, you feel positive.
A terrible run of a couple of draws. Yeah. How times have changed. Times have changed. Right then, guys, before we start wrapping up then, I'd like to know your score predictions. Fulham versus Liverpool.
I want 6-0, but I think it'll be 2-0.
I mean, who doesn't want 6-0? No. Bailey, what do you think?
I think it'll be 4-0.
Comfortable?
Comfortable.
John?
Okay, yeah, 6 then.
See, I think 3-0 to Liverpool. Top of the league, the Reds. Go into the international break top, then bring Tottenham on, and then bring everyone else on. Bring Europe on, bring the league on.
They're going to be in a massive high and be on cloud nine.
This is what we're in for, and you can't go to Fulham and lose now. Please don't go and do that.
That means we're probably going to get Tottenham in the Champions League, aren't we? Because we're playing them in the league.
I have a gut feeling we are going to get Spurs.
By the time people are watching this, that you'll already know. But I say, let us know in the comments section below. Like I say, who's that extra midfielder in the team if we all presume that's the 10 that he's going to pick? What score do you think it's going to be? Guys, thanks very much. It was an absolute pleasure. Thank you guys for watching at home. Hopefully I've done an adequate job filling in for Paul. He'll be back next week with the build-up, after the international break for the Tottenham game. Until then, see you later. Ta-ra.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.